A news story blew up my group chat. A young man had done something irreversible over a relationship dispute, and the comment section was unanimous. Impulsive, low EQ, psychologically fragile, but I felt deeply unsettled. If something like this happens every so often, is the problem really with the individual? We have misunderstood what EQ is. We think EQ means managing your own emotions, staying calm, taking deep breaths, self-regulating. But from an evolutionary perspective, emotions are fundamentally social tools. Every emotion presupposes a recipient. Remove the group, and EQ simply has no ground to stand on. Taiwanese education once had a term for this. Group development listed alongside intellectual, moral, physical, and aesthetic education. But now choir, clubs, inter-class competitions, anything that might cut into cram school time gets eliminated. We have systematically dismantled group development, and then we stand there, puzzled, asking why children have such poor EQ. It is like pulling a fish out of the water and then asking why it cannot swim. My own child is homeschooled, and I deliberately make sure he has deep interactions that require cooperation and compromise. Because EQ needs conflict. It needs the experience of being genuinely irritated and learning not to flip the table. All of that can only happen when other people are present. The next time we are ready to say someone has low EQ, perhaps we should first ask, when that person was growing up, did they ever have the chance to be shaped and worn smooth by being part of a group?